from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Be joined now by our guy, Annie Herman, from the Pack a Day podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. And Andy, it seemed based on your Twitter feed that it was the day of the defense yesterday at OTAs.
Yeah, it really was. Thanks as always for having me on. Always appreciate it. And a couple things. So first of all, I thought there was a phenomenal play early in the practice. You had Bo Melton with about a 75-yard touchdown from Jordan Love, absolute dime, 50 yards downfield. And Bo Melton got underneath it, got past, I think, Eric Stokes and Anthony Johnson Jr. on the play. Would have gone, like I said, for about a 75-yard touchdown. You're thinking, all right, offense is picking up right where they left off and things are looking good. And then after that, it was really a defensive-oriented practice for the remainder of the day. A couple things stood out. One, I thought the biggest thing was the coverage the rest of the day, even without Jair Alexander out there, which I don't think we ever got an explanation as to why, unfortunately. But without Jair out there, I thought Carrington Valentine had a phenomenal day. He was chirping quite a bit. He definitely was playing his brand of football, had great coverage on Malik Heath on a couple different occasions. Kalen King had some great coverage on Christian Watson. There were two different coverage sacks on the day. And just overall, the defense, Corey Ballantyne had another really great play in coverage. But overall, the defensive backfield was super impressive. Even Javon Bullard had a great pass breakup. Xavier McKinney was involved. Those guys were all over the place, and it was, like I said, a super impressive day from the backfield. And then two rookie linebackers really stood out as well. Edgerrin Cooper had this just unbelievable flash play where I don't know if it was a toss or a stretch play to the right side to Josh Jacobs. And we know, Josh Jacobs is looking fantastic. He's got all the speed and athleticism that you want in the world. He's usually going to get to the outside and just, Edgerrin Cooper shot out of a cannon, explodes into the backfield. And if you meet that guy at like the line of scrimmage, you've done your job. This would have been like a 2-3 yard loss behind the line of scrimmage. And I was standing next to Paul Bredel, and him and I both looked at each other and were just like, well, that was different, and kind of had a wow, moment between the two of us. Of we just saw something pretty impressive from a rookie linebacker. And then on the other side of the field, Tyron Hopper almost echoed it, doing a very similar type of play with Marshawn Lloyd. Marshawn Lloyd got a handoff to the right side, and Tyron Hopper was all over that play. So the speed of these young linebackers was certainly on display, and these corners and safeties in the secondary, I thought, had their best day of the offseason so far.
All right, so let's talk about the safeties, because they drafted three safeties, plus you got McKinney and so forth. So Bullard was at safety, plus he's playing up on nickel. So you're going to have a lot of these guys on the field at the same point, at the same time, it feels like.
Yeah, it does. We saw, I think, our first real glimpse of just the versatility that these safeties have. We saw a lot of big nickel yesterday with three safeties and two corners on the field, Javon Bullard in the slot. We saw Evan Williams, Xavier McKinney, and Javon Bullard moved all over the place. We saw Anthony Johnson Jr. on the field. So these safeties were moving. They were used in a variety of different ways. We saw them in the slot. We saw them in the post. We saw them in the box. And we also saw a lot of disguises out of Jeff Hafley's defense yesterday as well, trying to really not tip their hand of who's going to be the free safety, who's going to be the strong safety until after the snap is made. and then just trying to confuse things. If there is a play action pass for the quarterback, you know, they see the field one way, they turn around, they fake the handoff. By the time they get their eyes back around, the defense is going to look entirely different from what it looked pre-snap. Oh. So those are the sort of things that Jeff Hafley's playing with, and I think we are going to see a lot more, you know, three safety looks from this defense.
And that makes Jordan Love better, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, these are the things that he's going to get to see in practice every day. I think one of the huge advantages from going to Joe Barry to Jeff Hafley is with Joe, you know, he played his style of defense, you know, and sometimes, you know, coaches are going to have that philosophy of, hey, we're going to play our football our way and you're going to have to come in and beat us because we're going to try to do what we do best. Now, whether it was actually what this defense did best or not, that's another conversation for another day. But that was his philosophy. With Jeff Hafley, I think you're going to get a much more Matt LaFleur-style approach of, hey, we've got all these different pieces. Brian Gutekunst went out and went shopping for four different types of safeties, a bunch of speed at linebacker. We've got different types of edge rushers, different types of defensive tackles. We're going to use all these guys, different types of corners in a variety of different ways, dependent upon who the opponent is across from us, what our guys do best. And we're going to provide a different game plan and look in, you know, different aspects and different portions of the game. We're going to, you know, I know this might sound crazy. We're going to change our game plan up through the course of the game based on what the opposing offense is doing. I think we're going to see a lot more of that. And I think, of course, that's going to make this offense better as well as they sort of give these different looks to the Packers offense and Jordan Love.
I could tell in your voice you're excited by what you're seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on what way you want to look at it, you can't win anything in June at this point. But I think, you know, what you're seeing, what you're hearing from Jeff Hafley, and here's the biggest thing, what you can do at this point is get buy-in from the players. There certainly felt
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Like at times where there was not the buy-in from these players in Joe Barry's system, there is extreme buy-in from these players in what Jeff Hafley is selling them right now. That is half the battle sometimes. That is what you can win at this part of the offseason. And I don't know of anyone, player or fan or anyone, that's not excited to see what this Jeff Hafley defense can do in 2024 at this point.
Talking with Andy Herman, Pack a Day podcast. It's the best around. Follow him on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. How did Jordan Love look yesterday dealing with this defense as far as how he looked throwing the ball?
Yeah, so you obviously had that unbelievable throw down to Bo Melton for the touchdown. Then in his, you know, specific two-minute drill, he did a nice job of moving the ball down the field. He had a few completions. I think one was to Wicks. I want to say one was to Melton. I think one was to Musgrave, to get them kind of into field goal range. Did take a sack by Brenton Cox to kind of get them on the fringe of field goal range. They were down by three in this particular drill, which set up a 57-yarder to try to tie the game. And then you had the kicking competition. Podlesny missed his 57-yarder, but Carlson and Joseph both hit there. So I guess depending on what kicker you go off of is whether or not they won or lost that drill. But overall, I thought Jordan looked good in the two-minute drill, had that big play to Bo Melton. But through the rest of it, like I said, I thought the corners did a great job and safeties did a great job of coverage. There wasn't a lot of opportunity for Jordan to press the ball downfield. And you see, there was a couple coverage sacks. There was a time where he tried to get it out to Josh Jacobs, or he could have got it out to Josh Jacobs. He was looking downfield, and it resulted in a sack. So Just some of those things that I know the offense is still kind of working through as they are going against a new defense that they haven't really seen before.
You brought up Brandon Cox. I saw his name flash a couple of times in your Twitter feed yesterday making plays. Last year wasn't really talked about a lot. I mean, obviously in preseason, everybody was excited about him. How much of a chance does he really have to get playing time this year? Consider you have Ingabari, you have Van Ness, Preston Smith, Rashad Gary. I mean, they're relatively deep there.
Yeah, they are. I think the first thing for Brenton, of course, is just to make that 53-man roster and give himself the opportunity to get playing time. And then, you know, injuries are going to happen throughout the course of the season. Then when you get your opportunity to make the most of it, he looks like he's in great shape. He's playing better than he was a season ago. We know he's a talented football player. If it weren't for some off-field stuff, probably would have been more of a fourth, fifth-round pick a season ago rather than an undrafted free agent. By all accounts, he's been fantastic off the field, dedicated to football. And I do think he's a player that, if needed, he could come in and they could give him snaps and it wouldn't be an issue, you know, maybe 15, 20 snaps per game. But I think a huge thing for him is going to be special teams if he wants to get one of those positions. And then, again, you know, I think the hard part for him is even if he does make the 53-man roster, getting active on the 48, you have a guy like Colby Wooden, for example. You've got four defensive tackles, four edge rushers that are automatically going to make the 50 or the 48-man roster every week, assuming there's no injuries. And then Colby Wooden's probably that next guy that kind of gives you your fifth defensive tackle and can be your fifth defensive end as well. He's done some of that in OTA so far. So if you're going to have to activate 10 guys probably to get to Brenton Cox on the list, and that's probably not just going to happen. But like we said, injuries are going to happen. He's probably going to get an opportunity. And so far, with the opportunities he's been given, getting some time with the ones yesterday, he made the most of it.
I saw Andy Herman. I think it was maybe Ryan Wood that tweeted out. Somebody tweeted out that Rashad Gary kind of bull rushed and put Jordan Morgan on the ground yesterday. How has Jordan Morgan looked to this point?
You know, sort of exactly as we saw coming out of college and kind of as expected so far. Still kind of working through some of the technique stuff, making sure he's getting that anchor down like against Rashawn Gary yesterday, making sure he's getting his hands inside. But the athleticism just, you know, flies off the field and you can see it. There's a play again, not to shut up Paul Bredel here twice in one show, but Paul Bredel posted a clip of him. I actually saw it live and I'm like, man, I wish I was, you know, recording that one. And thankfully Paul got it. And he just, you know, drove, and it's just practice. It's with, man, just the speed that he has off the ball and the ability to get under somebody's pads and just have that movement ability. It really just flashes. And now it's just kind of getting some of those technical aspects down. You can already tell that Luke Butkus has been working with him to get his hands inside more than what he did in college. And I think the really cool thing too is he's played every position in OTAs besides center so far. So one of the things coming out, even though he only played left tackle in college, was that everyone expected him to have a lot of versatility. They're really sort of reviewing that and figuring out what positions he's going to be best at. But I do think he may have four position versatility moving forward.
I said yesterday, if he doesn't start at some position somewhere on that line in week one, I will be surprised. I think they figure out a way to get him on the field.
I think you're probably right, too. It's going to be interesting just to see who they sort of designate as the guy that's not the starter. I personally kind of like him staying on the left side, but I do believe also that Rashid Walker is one of your best five. I kind of like a Rashid Walker at left tackle, Morgan at left guard, so you can still kick him out to left tackle if something were to happen to Walker. Zach Tom staying at right tackle, probably Myers at center, and then I kind of like Elton at right guard.
Really?
And him next to Zach Tom, but like at times where there was not the buy-in from these players in Joe Barry's system. There is extreme buy-in from these players in what Jeff Hafley is selling them right now. That is half the battle sometimes. That is what you can win at this part of the offseason. And I don't know of anyone, player or fan or anyone, that's not excited to see what this Jeff Hafley defense can do in 2024 at this point.
Talking with Andy Herman, Pack-A-Day Podcast. It's the best around. Follow him on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. How did Jordan Love look yesterday dealing with this defense as far as how he looked throwing the ball?
Yeah, so you obviously had that unbelievable throw down to Bo Melton for the touchdown. Then in his specific two-minute drill, he did a nice job of moving the ball down the field. He had a few completions. I think one was to Wicks. I want to say one was to Melton. I think one was to Musgrave, to get them kind of into field goal range. Did take a sack by Brenton Cox to kind of get them on the fringe of field goal range. They were down by three in this particular drill, which set up a 57-yarder to try to tie the game. And then you had the kicking competition. Podlesny missed his 57-yarder, but Carlson and Joseph both hit there. So I guess depending on what kicker you go off of is whether or not they won or lost that drill. But overall, I thought Jordan looked good in the 2-minute drill, had that big, you know, big play to Bo Melton. But through the rest of it, like I said, I thought the corners did a great job and safeties did a great job of coverage. There wasn't a lot of opportunity for Jordan to press the ball downfield. And you see, there was a couple coverage sacks. There was a time where he tried to get it out to Josh Jacobs, or he could have got it out to Josh Jacobs. He was looking downfield, and it resulted in a sack. So just some of those things that I know the offense is still kind of working through as they are going against a new defense that they haven't really seen before.
You brought up Brandon Cox. I saw his name flash a couple of times in your Twitter feed yesterday making plays. Last year wasn't really talked about a lot. I mean, obviously in preseason, everybody was excited about him. How much of a chance does he really have to get playing time this year? Consider you have Ingabari, you have Van Ness, Preston Smith, Rashawn Gary. I mean, they're relatively deep there.
Yeah, they are. I think the first thing for Brenton, of course, is just to make that 53-man roster and give himself the opportunity to get playing time. And then, you know, injuries are going to happen throughout the course of the season. Then when you get your opportunity to make the most of it, he looks like he's in great shape. He's playing better than he was a season ago. We know he's a talented football player. If it weren't for some off-field stuff, probably would have been more of a fourth, fifth-round pick a season ago rather than an undrafted free agent. By all accounts, he's been fantastic off the field, dedicated to football. And I do think he's a player that, if needed, he could come in and they could give him snaps and it wouldn't be an issue, you know, maybe 15, 20 snaps per game. But I think a huge thing for him is going to be special teams if he wants to get one of those positions. And then, again, I think the hard part for him is even if he does make the 53-man roster, getting active on the 48. You have a guy like Colby Wooden, for example. You've got four defensive tackles, four edge rushers that are automatically going to make the 50 or the 48-man roster every week, assuming there's no injuries. And then Colby Wooden's probably that next guy that kind of gives you your fifth defensive tackle and can be your fifth defensive end as well. He's done some of that in OTA so far. So if you're going to have to activate 10 guys probably to get to Brenton Cox on the list, and that's probably not just going to happen. But like we said, injuries are going to happen. He's probably going to get an opportunity. And so far with the opportunities he's been given, getting some time with the ones yesterday, he made the most of it.
I saw Andy Herman. I think it was maybe Ryan Wood that tweeted out. Somebody tweeted out that Rashawn Gary kind of bull rushed and put Jordan Morgan on the ground yesterday. How has Jordan Morgan looked to this point?
You know, sort of exactly as we saw coming out of college and kind of as expected so far. Still kind of working through some of the technique stuff, making sure he's getting that anchor down like against Rashawn Gary yesterday, making sure he's getting his hands inside. But the athleticism just, you know, flies off the field and you can see it. There's a play again, not to shut up Paul Bredel here twice in one show, but Paul Bredel posted a clip of him. I actually saw it live and I'm like, man, I wish I was, you know, recording that one. And thankfully Paul got it. And he just, you know, drove, and it's just practice. Just the speed that he has off the ball and the ability to get under somebody's pads and just have that movement ability, it really just flashes. And now it's just kind of getting some of those technical aspects down. You can already tell that Luke Butkus has been working with him to get his hands inside more than what he did in college. And I think the really cool thing, too, is he's played every position in OTAs besides center so far. So one of the things coming out, even though he only played left tackle in college, was that everyone expected him to have a lot of versatility. They're really sort of reviewing that and figuring out what positions he's going to be best at. But I do think he may have four position versatility moving forward.
I said yesterday, if he doesn't start at some position somewhere on that line in week one, I will be surprised. I think they figure out a way to get him on the field.
I think you're probably right, too. It's going to be interesting just to see who they sort of designate as the guy that's not the starter. I personally kind of like him staying on the left side, but I do believe also that Rashid Walker is one of your best five. I kind of like a Rashid Walker at left tackle, Morgan at left guard, so you can still kick him out to left tackle if something were to happen to Walker. Zach Tom staying at right tackle, probably Myers at center, and then I kind of like Elton at right guard.
Really?
And him next to Zach Tom, just because I think you have a dominant right side of that offensive line and Elton and Zach Tom playing together. And again, then you can keep Jordan on the left side, something he's done his entire career, and still give him that versatility to kick back out to left tackle if need be. I kind of think that works well for everyone, although I would also be open to Elton playing center and maybe Sean Ryan playing right guard and having Myers, but I don't think they go in that direction.
Elton Jenkins flips to right guard. I have not considered that at all. I like it. Yeah, that makes sense. And you, again, with those two on the right side, you feel confident running the football behind those two probably as well then.
big time. And I think that's kind of the cool part is you have a side of the ball that you feel probably very confident running behind in some must-needed situations, going behind Elton. I know some people have talked about, well, when Elton's moved in the past, it wasn't good. The only time Elton moved and it wasn't good was when he was at right tackle coming off immediately his ACL injury and had no opportunity to play out there. So I'm not saying move him out to right tackle or even tackle in general. I have no concern whatsoever if Elton's at left guard, center, or right guard. He's going to be fantastic at any of those three spots. And again, putting him next to Zach Tom, I think, could create some really interesting opportunities for the offense.
He is Andy Herman. Check him out at Packaday Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. You guys got something coming out every day. That's why it's called the Packaday Podcast, Andy.
Yeah, 365 days. Follow it wherever you get your favorite podcast and over on the YouTube channel. We got 2 days on the audio podcast, so make sure to check it out and always appreciate it.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Andy Herman. Follow him at Packaday Podcast on Twitter, Packaday Podcast. It's real nice and simple. Or on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. He's one of the best guys, dude. He is so much fun to have on. And he took that little thing, started it with an idea of could we do this? Could I get enough people involved to create a podcast every day and then give people something that they don't have? And the cool stuff that they do over there is they use YouTube a lot to break down plays and educate and analyze and teach and that type of stuff. So the audio part obviously is great too, but the visual part of a lot of what those guys do over there, like Andy Herman, with the film analysis and that type of stuff, that really, kind of, in my opinion at least, really separates them from everybody else.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.